All characters in this audio are 18 years or older. Distribution of this recording, in part or in its entirety, for either personal or commercial purposes, is prohibited. All rights reserved. By Any Other Name. Written and performed by Raven Fox of Raven Fox Audio. Extra voices provided by Rob Thomas. She's So High by Tal Bachman. Covers by Nan Dunn and Kurt Nilsson.
She comes to speak to me. I freeze immediately. 'Cause what she says sounds so unreal. 'Cause she's so high, high above me. She's so lovely. Cleopatra, Joan of Arc, or Aphrodite. Ooh, she's so high, high above me.
There he is again. He comes into this coffee shop every day, even on weekends. Always orders the same thing, Americano and a banana nut muffin. He's
always so sad. Don't know why he can't find a girlfriend. He's attractive, even though he's a little...
He seems so scattered and distracted. He's always working. He doesn't have time to date. Never even seen him buy a girl a cup of coffee.
He's unlucky in love.
That must be it. The gods just haven't smiled down on him.
Maybe he won't ever find his soulmate. His other half. His one true love. Can't find what he isn't looking for.
Maybe he's destined to be alone forever. It's especially sad since today is Valentine's Day. A day for romance and passion and love.
Maybe his luck will change.
Businesses downtown have really gone all out for this Valentine's Day. Everything from decorating their storefronts to offering discounts to encourage couples to spend some of those big date funds with them. Take a walk down Central Avenue and you can buy your sweetheart some flowers at Bud's, some chocolate at Be Sweet, jewelry at Elmas Ducati. I think I'm pronouncing that correctly, but my Turkish is a bit rough. At both Bernard's on the waterfront and Cafe Rachel, tonight's reservations are full and Osteria Octavio says they're filling up fast. However, Sopa Salata is not accepting reservations and will be first come, first served. Downtown is definitely the place to be this Valentine's. I'm George Landry, KE12 News. Back to you, Darlene.
Thanks, George. At the White House press conference today, Vice President...
Andrew, Grande Caramel Latte for Andrew. Here you are, sir. Jean, Chai Latte. Here you are. Misty, Mystic.
That's me. I don't know why I didn't just put Misty. Sorry about that. Cinnamon Dulce Frappuccino and a banana nut muffin. I am starving. Been at work all day. Thank you so much. Keep the change up! Sorry, I didn't realize you were standing behind me. I'm so sorry. Let me help you pick those up. I am so embarrassed. Just let me set my drink down. Please, let me help. I think that's all of them. Oh, no. One more here under the counter. I've got it. Here you go. I hope you can get that back in order. Oh, yeah, the pages are numbered. That makes it easier. Are they for work? Oh, you're a writer. What do you write? Interesting. Would I have read any of your work? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to pry. Unpublished writers are writers nonetheless. I hope to read some of your stuff when you are published.
Again, I'm sorry about bumping into you and scattering the papers. Have a nice day. Oh, happy Valentine's Day.
Sorry, sir. We are out of banana nut muffins. She got the last one. I'm afraid so. Would you like a blueberry or a cranberry instead? Sorry again. Do you still want the Americano?
Oh, goodness. I didn't mean to take the last one. I haven't bitten off of it yet. You can have it. It's the least I can do after ramming into you like that. No, really, it's okay. Take it. Well, okay. I'm sorry I took your preferred muffin. You wouldn't want to split with me, would you? Neither of us has to go hungry. Please? Great! Grab an extra plate and have a seat. I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name. Well, it's nice to meet you. I'm Mystico. You can call me Misty. No one can pronounce Mystico. It's Greek. Anyway, here you go. Half a muffin is better than no muffin, right? So, tell me about yourself. Where are you from? No, I haven't heard of that town. How far is it from Los Angeles? Oh, okay. Where'd you go to school? First in your family to graduate from college. That's impressive. Seriously, good job. And there is nothing wrong with a solid liberal arts degree. Not everyone can be a doctor or an engineer. Some of us have to be the magicians and the artists and the writers. Otherwise, the world would be pale and cold and all the professionals would simply evolve into robots. It's creative people like you that keep the world in color and off the beaten path. Me? No, I'm kind of a personal assistant. No, I doubt it's anyone that you would know. I've actually worked for a lot of different people. Independent contractor, I guess you could say. I find the work very rewarding. I've been known to dabble in some writing myself. And music. I love to make music. I dance occasionally. I sing, though probably not very well. Do you sing? Oh, come on. Everyone can sing. not everyone can sing well. But I have a feeling you have a lovely singing voice. Maybe you could sing for me sometimes. any big plans for tonight? You know, Valentine's Day and all. Taking your someone special out for a special date? Cooking your dinner then? Oh, come on. A good-looking guy like you has to have someone. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with being single. I've pretty much got it down to an art form. It's just hard to believe. You're so nice. Oh, I do not buy that. Lots of women are looking for nice guys. Not in your experience, huh? Well, then you've been exposed to the wrong sort of women. No offense. Ugh. I'm talking to you like I know you better than I do. I don't usually do that. I'm not usually this forward, I guess. There's just something about you. I just feel comfortable with you. Would you look at that? That's his third refill, at least. He's been sitting there talking to her for quite a while. Hours.
That muffin is long gone. That's definitely longer than he's ever sat and talked with a woman in this coffee shop.
The only time he's ever talked to a woman in this coffee shop.
Do you think there might be something there? Do you think there might be something between them?
Do you think he'd take that chance?
Maybe his luck has changed.
And that's when you left your job and became a full-time writer? That's amazing. Seriously, I know you haven't been writing for all that long and you haven't been published yet, but just taking that leap of faith in yourself was a huge deal. Way to go. Ah, oh, look at that. Us and those ladies are the only ones left in the entire shop. I guess everyone has gone off on their individual Valentine's Day festivities. You want another refill? Yeah, I think they want to close up too. I had no idea it was that late. I've really enjoyed talking to you. It's like I don't want it to end. Oh, did that sound as desperate as I think it did? Oh, you're just being nice. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed my company. But I didn't let you get any writing done at all today. I'm sorry. Let me buy you a panini or something. All you've eaten today is had half a muffin. You must be famished. I guess I should be hungry too. Now that I think about it, I kind of am. I guess I could get us each a panini. Cook? Cook for me? As in now? Tonight? Don't you think it's a little too soon for that? We only just met. Yes, I feel the same way, like I've known you for years. I don't usually open up like this with strangers. Okay, let's do it. Do you have a car? I took an Uber to get here because I didn't want to pay for parking. If I could have found parking, so true. So should I call us an Uber or... Oh, you live within walking distance. It's a lovely night for a walk. Get it? Get it? Valentine's Day? Yeah, that was corny. I just mean, you know, being Valentine's Day, I'm sure we won't be the only couple walking around downtown. Not that we're a couple. That's not what I meant. I'm just going to stop talking. How is it that I feel so awkward and yet so comfortable with you at the same time? I don't know how to act. Should I be holding your hand or your arm? Should we just, you know, walk stoically side by side? Tonight, we'd probably draw just as many funny looks if we aren't being familiar than if we were. It's a real dilemma. Why are you laughing? I'm trying to establish the protocol for this walk to your place and you're giggling like an idiot at me. Okay, Mr. Clown, how about this? There. Now we've had our first kiss. One less thing to worry about. What do you mean it didn't count? It counted! There was lip-to-lip contact that lasted a minimum of 3 seconds. That meets the requirement of a kiss. Okay, so it wasn't overly smooth. I'm improvising here. You haven't seen my best moves yet. Do you think you could do better, right here in front of the coffee shop? In front of the zillion lovey-dovey couples who are out and about tonight? Because if you can't do better, then you... Okay, I've got to give that one to you. That was a real kiss. You're a good kisser. Anyone ever told you that before? Well, you are. Again, you've been hanging out with the wrong women. No one told you what a good kisser you were, or how good looking you are, or how beautiful your eyes are, how captivating your smile is. I can't seem to stop embarrassing myself here by continuing to blabber on. I think you should kiss me again, just to shut me up. Hmm.
Okay. Let's go to your place.
Did you see that kiss?
I never knew he had it in him.
He didn't hesitate. She asked him to kiss her and he did.
I think his luck has changed.
Such a gentleman. Thank you. Oh, wow. Your house is really clean. And it's decorated. Well, you know, it's just not what you might expect from a bachelor. You know what I mean? I love this frieze of the Dancing Muses. The faux stone finish looks as though it was actually aged from the time period. And these wall sculptures! I've seen this company's work before. They're incredibly detailed and accurate. Sure, I'd love to see that. Oh, wow. That mural behind your headboard is exquisite. It's just a wall decal? Looks like I could just reach out and touch the statues. Hades, Persephone, Hecate, Demeter, Zeus. It's fantastic. And I love the key motif on your towels in the bathroom. Like I said, this is not the decor you'd expect from a bachelor. I mean, instead of pizza boxes and beanbag chairs, you've recreated ancient Greece. But I think the most impressive part is that you didn't put up this decor in anticipation of bringing a woman back to your place. If I didn't know that you weren't expecting me, I would think that this was just a very romantic gesture. And that means you have a very romantic soul. I know that you brought me back here to cook for me. But I'm feeling a different kind of hunger. I know we're strangers, but this doesn't feel strange. I want you. Right now. It's like I know you, and you know me. Let's give ourselves to each other. Don't hold back. You have no idea how gorgeous you are, do you? Look at these shoulders. And your chest. Just seeing you mostly undressed is already getting me excited. And I can tell that you like what you see too. Touch me. Don't be afraid. If you do anything I don't enjoy, I'll tell you. And tell you what I would rather that you do. Yeah. Yes. Cup my breasts in your strong hands. You're making my nipples so hard. Oh, yes. Suck on them. Feels so good. Mm.
Not too hard with your teeth, sweetheart. That's it. Nibble. Perfect. Do you like that? I like how hard your nipples get against my lips. My tongue. Please, I need your lips again, your tongue. Kiss me. Why did you stop? Please. Oh, you want to see me from behind? Grind against my ass. I love feeling your hands running up and down my body. Do you like my ass? Squeeze once for yes, twice for no. I'm glad you like it. It's one of my best features. That was unexpected. But I suppose that is one good way to show a lady that you appreciate her backside. Thank me. I need to kiss you again, darling. Please. Feeling you twitch, pulse in my hands. It's making me. Sit on the bed, please. I need to taste you. Stop. I was enjoying sucking your cock, sweetheart. I need more. You too, huh? Oh. On top of you?
Oh, yeah.
See how wet you got me? Lick my pussy. Lap up the juices that you caused to flow. Come here. I want to taste myself on your lips. Taste your cum on my tongue. We taste so good together. Why do you look so shy all of a sudden? I'd say that we're pretty well acquainted now. What's wrong? You could tell me. I know. It went a little faster than I wanted to, but that happens when it feels that good. I just couldn't control myself. That's not how you wanted our first time together to be. You don't need to feel bad about that. It happened exactly as it was meant to happen. Besides, you get your chance to fill me up with your thick cream in a little while. Shh, trust me. You'll be able to go again sooner than you think. I have a few tricks up my sleeve. Why don't you use your fingers to show me a little of what you were wanting to do to me? Please. I need something inside me. So much. Such a tease. You don't have to be so gentle with me. I'm not made of glass. Fuck me with those beautiful fingers of yours. Yeah, harder. Deeper. Oh, fuck yes. Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, use your thumb on my clit. Right there. Right there. Yes. Oh, yeah, just like that. Oh, your hands are so strong. It feels amazing. Don't stop. Kiss me while you finger my cunt. Make me come again. Keep rubbing my clit. I'm already close. Oh! That felt good. But I need your big cock now. Oh, don't look so embarrassed. Trust me. I've been told that I have magic hands. Soft. Warm. Do you like it when I stroke you like this? With both hands? Feel my fingers gently squeezing you, rippling pressure up and down your shaft. And how about this? You like it when I rub just under the head of your cock, that sensitive little spot? See? You're already responding to me. Starting to get hard in my hands. And how about this? You like it when I take your balls in one hand while I stroke your cock with the other? Such a contrast. Soft, heavy balls. Swiftly stiffening cock. This is gonna feel so good inside me. And you are going to love the way my wet, warm cunt wraps around you. Is that what you want? Do you want to be inside me, honey? Do you want to fuck me? See? I told you I could reawaken this big cock of yours. Magic hands. I'm yours. How do you want me? From behind. That's a favorite of mine. Spank me. Again. I need you inside my pussy. Please. Please, please,
Yeah.
That was beautiful, sweetheart. Thank you. You were long overdue for that, weren't you? Oh, I just know. I'm intuitive like that. I love the way you just let yourself go. No holding back. You gave your whole self to me. That's the first time you've been that free and open with someone, isn't it? Of course you can ask me anything, no matter how crazy you think it might sound. Well, thank you. I feel very connected to you too. It's very rare to have that sort of connection happen so spontaneously and so quickly, but I can sense that you're very sincere in how you feel about me. I love you too, my darling. And there's nothing wrong with falling in love with someone. There's no mandatory waiting period before you are allowed to fall in love with someone. But I can't marry you. No, it's not that. I'm just not who you think I am. I'm not the one who is meant for you. You are an amazing man. You've spent your entire life being a good person, doing the right things, being kind and compassionate to others. You are honorable, hardworking, and admirable. You have lived an exemplary life. I know it may seem like the fairer sex has not been especially fair to you. You've been solitary and lonely, and yet your heart has not grown cold. You have remained gentle and true to yourself. It has not gone unnoticed. You are deserving of good fortune, blessings, the favor of a goddess. That is who I am, sweetheart. I am a goddess. I am love incarnate. I have many names. Astarte, Cleona, Hathor, Turan, Ishtar, Freya, Venus, Aphrodite. I can see that you're upset and confused. Do you think it was cruel of me to let you fall in love with me so quickly? I meant it when I said that I loved you. I love you dearly, just as I love everyone. You are dear to me, and I swear to you, this night was part of the journey to your destiny. Do not despair. This was real. It was simply a different sort of real than you might expect. I know you don't understand right now, my darling, but you will. I promise. Tomorrow is a new day. For now, you will sleep. You will remember everything that happened between us, and the veil will be cleared from your eyes in due time. But for now, sleep. Dream of love.
There he is, just like every day. Only today, he is a different man. He thinks he is defeated. He thinks it was all a cruel trick. He feels more alone than ever. His hold on his faith is tenuous. He worries that this will turn him bitter and angry. But listen, his luck has finally changed.
Eleanor, matcha lemonade. Here you go. Enjoy. Travis, got a Teavana London Fog Latte for Travis. Ah, there you are, sir. Okay, I've got a cinnamon dulce frappuccino and banana nut muffin for a Mystique.
That's me. It's short for Mystico.
Ah, that's cool. What kind of name is that?
It's Greek. It means secret. I don't know why I didn't just put Misty. Everyone calls me Misty. Can I get that to go? Oh my god! Hello? I don't know why you're hugging me, but, thank you? You almost made me spill my drink, and I see that you dropped your papers. Let me help you pick them up. Yes, that's my name, but you must have me confused for someone else. I don't believe we've met before. I'm sure I would have remembered. Aphrodite. Is that some sort of new pickup line? Calling someone the goddess of love? It's very flattering. Cheesy, but flattering. Thank you. It's really weird. It feels like I have met you before. I don't know. Maybe in another life. Maybe it's just deja vu. Here you go. That seems to be all of them. I'm really sorry I wasn't the Misty you thought I was. What do you mean that it's better that I wasn't? You're strange. Cute, but strange. Anyway, have a good day. What? I got the last banana nut muffin. How do you know? Oh. Looks like I did. Sorry. Split it with you. I don't know what in the world is wrong with me. A good-looking stranger asked me to share my muffin after a very random hug and nearly knocking me over. And I want to say yes. I guess sometimes you just have to let go and let a higher power guide you. I'm just going to stop overthinking it. Sure, we'll split a muffin. Let's get a table.
His luck has changed, and he has finally met his true destiny. This is only the beginning.
Blessings of the goddess be upon you. May you keep love in your heart all the year through.
She's blood, flesh and bone. No tucks or silicone. She's touch, smell, sight, taste and sound. But somehow I can't believe that anything should happen. I know where I belong. Nothing's gonna happen, yeah. Immediately, 'cause what you said sounds so wild.